discover some incredible history covering the coal camps of eastern Utah. We're checking out another great book next on Western Life Radio.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Sportsman's Warehouse started right here in Midvale, so you probably already know Sportsman's Warehouse is the headquarters for everything hunting. And with fall fast approaching, Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need to gear up for the hunt. And for the campers, we've got tents, sleeping bags, packs, lanterns, and thousands of accessories. Fall also means football and tailgating. Come check out the selection of grills, smokers, canopies, tables, and chairs. There's something for everyone. Sportsman's Warehouse, Utah born, Utah proud. See great photos and stories about the coal camps of eastern Utah. Sue Ann Martell with the Eastern Utah Tourism and History Association has a preview.
After I finished the rails book, I realized I couldn't do railroads and not do the coal camp. So went in a different direction and did the coal camp book, which again, my husband did all the photo restoration work and put it together with focusing on the coal camps of Carbon and Emery County. Again, it was the basis of Carbon County. This was what made Carbon County. And people are just stunned at the amount of coal mines that were in actual working conditions at one time. At one time, Carbon County alone had 122 working coal mines. That's a ton of working coal mines. The Spring Canyon area outside of Helper, there were six individual towns, each with their own stores, their own school, their own amenities, within 6 miles of each other. So these types of things, people have no idea. They don't understand how that would work. This book really explains that. It explains the life that these people had and went through, and the good times and the bad times. There was one instance where a miner worked for 30 days. He mined 60 tons of coal. He got paid $1 per ton. And his wife at the company store owed about $63 from the month previous. So he actually was in the hole $2 at the end of his paycheck. And it was a tough situation. They really did control that.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.